It all happened so fast, I don't even remember how we got there. But sure, I knew that we were in the right place because for months we have been preparing for this moment. You see, we ate the right food, we bought the right things, we read the right books, and we even took the right classes. And as I sat in that delivery room at Scripps Encinitas Hospital, and as I watched my wife struggle to bring our daughter into this world, all I could say to her was, "Don't stop now." My name is David, and I am your Associate Pastor for Spanish Ministries. Thank you for joining us to today's Daily Dose. And, you know, now I have to wonder if that is the vantage point that God has in reference to us when it pertains to our struggles. You see, my wife couldn't see it from where she was. I could. You can't see yours, but God can. I could see the pain and the beauty that was coming out of that moment. And so can God see the pain of your struggle and the beauty coming out of it. You see, the pain of childbirth brings the joy of a new life. The rupture in the muscle and the healing of it when we work out is what makes us stronger. And often, our biggest failures in life bring forth some of our life's biggest lessons. In today's Daily Dose, no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you're dealing with, if you're trying to honor God through your struggle today, He wants you to hear these words today. Don't stop now. There is a blessing in the struggle. And I want to take you to the Bible on a short verse in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It goes like this. "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." So see, the Apostle Paul knew it. We all have a breaking point, and this world loves to test it. That could be a marriage, children, that could be in parenting, that could be a cell phone, social media, an addiction. I mean, you name it. You know what that's in your life, right? And we can take a shortcut and fall to it, or we can do what Pastor Taylor taught us 2 days ago. We can use those as opportunities to build perseverance, character, and hope. You see, there is a blessing in the struggle. So push. Push through whatever you're going through today. You're almost there. Breathe in and breathe out. Shout out if you will, but don't stop now. So as you go, I pray to Jesus that through your day today, as you try to honor Him, you'll find the courage to do what is right. And I pray to the Holy Spirit that as you do it, you will hear God's voice calling you into the fullness of who He made you to be. North Coast, don't stop now. See you in the next Daily Dose.